Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
It had been an interesting week, with a combination of the usual and the unusual. When I want to wake up in the morning, I set two alarms. I have some preset alarm times, press a button and it's set, but I wanted to get up to do some work before I had to be at my first appointment, and none of the preset times suited. This meant changing the alarm on both devices. No problem. I've done it many times before. So I was surprised when I woke up nearly an hour past the time set. So much for getting some work done. I was curious about how I could sleep through two alarms, so I checked both of them, and the conclusion was that I actually didn't set either alarm. Somehow, I didn't turn the alarms on. Accident? Subconscious action? Stupidity? I could write a story from each perspective, but what really happened? On the Friday, I was driving back from a Churches Together in England meeting in Derbyshire and doing some Good Shepherd visits along the way. The road conditions ranged from sunshine and dry to very heavy rain, but it was a notable trip because there were three incidents of cars veering into other lanes, not seeing the cars there, and nearly causing accidents. The first two occasions were vehicles coming at me. The first one was so close, I don't know how there wasn't an accident. On both occasions, I was in my lane, and the fact that I wasn't in the wrong definitely helped me recover. After the second incident, I saw the offending car in my rear vision mirror pull over and stop, and I imagine the reasons, as the driver was quite shocked and needed to recover. The third occasion happened in front of me, and again, the car in the wrong, when it could, slowed down and pulled over. Should I regard myself as fortunate or unfortunate when I'm home on my Friday travels? We are the stories we tell ourselves. That is because words matter. They are powerful. They can create and destroy, uplift or put down, ennoble or shame. Life happens. Much of it is beyond our control, though we try to control as much of it as possible. And the words we bring to both, what we do and what happens to us, are not unimportant. Do they talk about agency or victimhood? Do we talk about personal responsibility or that it is everyone else's fault? I am sure both can be true, but saying just one thing all the time usually isn't accurate to the context and reflects more our sense of being. Who are we? What is our sense of being when we sleep through alarms or nearly get hit by a car, and as we live through each day? My guess is that we have a sense of self and can describe our strengths and weaknesses, and that sense of self is also shaped by special people around us, whether they affirm us or not. For the Christian, Jesus is part of the stories we tell ourselves. Maybe we have stories of God's care, or when we felt betrayed or let down by God, or feelings of being close to God, or no feelings with God at all. But what is most important here is that our stories do not define reality, but are in response to reality. Our words about God and us should come from God's word about us and Him. And that means hearing about Jesus, about His cross and empty tomb, and hearing about baptism, where God's words become personal. They are now for you. We can write diaries each day or think about who we are and what happens, and God may be involved or not in the moment. And yet, when we reflect on who we are and what each day might mean, Christians can't go past the truth in Christ that if God is for us, nothing can be against us. That's not a magic carpet ride through life, but rather the promise that God will be with us, help us, enrich us in all the moments and days we have. And in all the stories we tell about our days, about others, about ourselves, about our hopes and dreams, about our joys and sorrows, and even on the day we die. For Christians, These stories are all told over the foundational words from God. I love you. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, in all the stories we tell ourselves, may your word set for us the truth about life and about you and your grace and mercy, and about us and our need for forgiveness, your guidance and your presence with us. May what we say is true always rest on what you say is true, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.